Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for choosing this workshop. I hope it will be gratifying to you. And I hope that we will all be blessed and better for it at the end of the hour. Let's thank the Lord for our time together, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and bow down before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for this access to you. Thank you for giving us your ear. Father, we want to glorify you this hour. We want to glorify you in our lives. So we pray that what is taught will be your word only, true to your word. And help us apply it. Help us teach it. Father, help us bring glory to you. Thank you for your grace and mercy in our lives, Lord. Thank you for walking with us, for holding our hands. Thank you for your word and for teaching it to us. Bless us this hour in thy name. Amen. I'm Cindy Patton. My husband is Randy Patton, the executive director of the National Association of Nuthetic Counselors. We have two children and two grandchildren. If you want to see pictures, I have pictures later. You're welcome to them. I want you to take just 1 minute, turn to someone next to you, and tell them your favorite season and why. My turn. We all seem to have our favorite season. Mine is spring because everything is new and fresh and we just got rid of winter, which I hate winter. But you know, our life, in fact, most living things are composed of phases or seasons and ongoing and a shifting changes that happen. And our lives are phases, consists of phases, or as we're going to say tonight, seasons. Now, I thought most of my audience would be women, so for those of you who are women, you'll enjoy this. I got a card one time talking about the seven ages of women. Here are the seven ages of women. Baby, child, girl, young woman, young woman, young woman. At any age or phase of our life, we or our counselees may be dealing with one of two situations. We may be either wishing we were in another phase or another season, if you will. Have you been there? I've been surprised so often. I do a lot of conference speaking, and I'll so often have a young gal come up to me, 25 years of age, saying, I want to do what you do. And I'll look at her, I say, not these words, but I'll say, well, honey, you live through some life and let the Lord develop ministry through what's happening in your life, and then he will use you to teach others through the ministry that has been going on in your own life. But so often I see young women who don't want to be where they are. You know, they're with the little babies and they're changing diapers and they're thinking ahead. Or you'll see older folks who wish they were back when, the good old days. And you may be dealing with counselees. In fact, you're always dealing with counselees who come to you often wishing they weren't where they are in life, for one reason or another. And part of this situation may be what you're dealing with, wishing it was all over, wishing they were beyond it, through all this stuff. In fact, I just counseled a woman who was going through some very difficult things. I said, you know, it's not about getting into the next phase. It's about buying up what's in this phase, and that's what we're going to talk about later. So you may have a counselee, or you yourself may have found yourself wishing you were in another phase. But another thing I think we're all guilty of is within our season of life, not buying up the opportunities God is affording us. Kind of being victims of our age, so to speak, and letting life just go on. We're just dealing with stuff. You know, from one day after the next, we're just dealing with stuff. And it's happening to us, and we're just kind of along for the ride. So we're going to talk about that. In any stage of our life, we may be dealing with this. But today we are going to consider the seasons of life. In some ways, each season distinguishes itself from another, but in other ways, every season may have similarities. God in His Word speaks to the phase of life we are given and talks about windows of opportunity within each phase. Windows that we can buy and make a greater impact for God. When you are dealing with counselees, what we're going to talk about tonight will be helpful for two reasons. Number one, it will help them gain perspective in their lives, because so often what is filling their eyesight is their problem now, and they can't get over their problem. Sometimes just in giving hope, we offer hope by pulling away and getting perspective. A broader view of what is their life about. So we're going to offer hope. Also, what we're going to talk about tonight can allow your counselees to gain purpose. In getting that broader view, to say, no longer I'm a victim. I have hope. I have direction. I see where I'm going. And gain some purpose. The way we make an impact for God can be different at various times in our lives, but we are told opportunities will be present at every stage. There are great instructions given to us in a wonderful passage, Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. I'm going to have three versions on the screen. I don't know what you are using. This first one is the New American Standard. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Great passage. Here's a contemporary English version. Act like people with good sense and not like fools. I love that. That is direct. These are evil times, so make every minute count. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do. And then a paraphrase, the Living Bible says this. So be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. These verses are talking about taking advantage of every opportunity that is in our life to make an impact for righteousness, to make a difference for good. They're great verses to teach our counselees about purposeful living. So let's consider what these verses say. The verses start out with therefore. What do you always look at when you read therefore? What was before the verses. So then, the verses preceding, if you have your Bibles or later, look at verse 1. Verse 1 talks about be children of God, imitators of God, as dearly loved children. Verses 8 and 9 say, you have Christ's light. Ephesians 5, 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Therefore, Paul says, because of these things, make the most of your time. Walk circumspectly, he says. Be careful how you walk. The verb tense means use the greatest care. Now, when you're thinking of your own life, when you're talking to your counselees, this may be different than what they've been dealing with.